This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the Young Turks, Jake Huger, Andy Gasparin with you guys. But already, the Wild Colonial Dragon, Casey Bruce, Alicia Perkins, signing up right now, hitting the join button, perhaps even smashing it. What have you guys done? You've joined the Young Turks. God bless your hearts, you're American heroes.
Okay. It's gonna be that kind of day.
Okay, it is. It's already that kind of day. All right, look guys, we have serious stories. Of course, it's the news, yeah. Right? But we do it with, you know, mix of rage and hope and fun, okay? So, because it turns out our news anchors are humans.
Okay. Are we?
I think we are. Okay, so, but unfortunately we start with very serious news, the car bomber in DC.
Yes.
Do you wanna shoot me? And take the chance of blowing up 2.5 city blocks, because that toolbox full. Ammonium nitrate, it's full.
That is a video featuring a man who was in Washington, D.C., near the Capitol, alleging that he had a bomb in his vehicle that was about to go off. Now, luckily, he was taken into custody without incident. Capitol Police were able to negotiate with him for hours, and he finally was willing to be taken into custody. But prior to that, there was a lot of uncertainty about whether he actually had a bomb, whether he was gonna detonate it, what he was really planning to do. And of course, since it's 2021, he was live streaming the entire incident. Facebook has taken down his platform or his profile, and they've taken down the video, but of course people were able to grab hold of it before it was taken down. So we do have some clips of that video to share with you right now. But first, let me give you some details on who this individual is. According to US Capitol Police, the suspect, 49-year-old Floyd Ray Roseberry, has been taken into custody safely. And we are about to show you some more snippets from the live stream that he did. Scary stuff. Let's take a look at the first video.
If you blow my truck up, man, hey. It's on you, Joe. I'm ready to die for cause. And brother, if you said, if you could do anything to save one life. You said you'd do it. Well, you got a chance. I want to go home Sunday. I want to go home and see my wife. We're living in a free country, Joe. Choice yours. If you want to shoot me and take the chance of blowing up 2.5 city blocks, because that toolbox full. Ammonium nitrate, it's full.
Roseberry alleged that he was ready and willing to die for revolution. And if you look at his political beliefs online, the types of accounts he liked, and also the fact that he was certainly antagonizing Biden throughout the video, it's clear that he has bought into some of the violent rhetoric that unfortunately continues to be spewed by right-wing pundits and people online. And there are consequences to that. Luckily, this ended safely, but it could have ended disastrously. And I want to note that as of now, as we are talking about the situation, it's unclear whether or not he actually had a bomb that could be detonated. Obviously, this is a developing story, and we'll give you more details once we know.
Okay, so let's break it down a little bit. So he also kept talking about how the South is here, and he was calling out the South to come and take DC. Where have I seen that movie before? So the Confederacy rises again. And the last time it was not about states' rights, it was about violence to keep slavery, which was about violence. So right wingers in the South have been deeply violent and honestly terroristic for centuries in America. Oh, you can't call right wingers in the South terrorists historically? Absolutely. What do you think lynchings were? What do you think cross burnings were? What do you think the KKK was? They were all terrorists. So now the terrorists are back and threatening to blow up things in the Capitol, and fueled by conservative media, of course. And you know, he said, "I don't want to die today." Well, you got a curious way of showing it, isn't it? And you know, they all have no logic at all. So they talk in circles. You know, "I don't want to die, but I'm ready to die because there's a choice to be made." Choice for what? Okay, do what? You blow yourself up and other human beings up, and then what happens? But it, like, none of it has to make sense. Of course, this guy is at a minimum a wannabe terrorist, an attempted terrorist. So he's not likely to make sense. But does he sound that much different than what you hear in conservative media everywhere? Oh, there's the tyranny, the unbelievable. I can't believe they don't let us abuse every minority and women anymore. And I can't spread my disease to other human beings. What kind of tyranny is this? Now I got to respect other people's rights? No, that's it, I'm blowing everyone up. Yeah, that actually is very right wing historically in America. That's what they do. So I'm not at all surprised. Meanwhile, by the way, Fox News all week long, fear mongering about, oh my God, Afghan refugees are gonna come in. They're so dangerous. Those are the guys who actually helped our troops and risked their lives to help America. But Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham have been telling you all week, don't let them in, don't let them in. They're dangerous. Meanwhile, it's their followers that go in and threaten to blow up buildings in DC in two city blocks. So this is America 2021.
Look, the fear mongering about refugees, it's awful, don't get me wrong, I'm not minimizing it, but it seems a little quaint compared to all the other things they've been fear-mongering about recently, about how our freedoms are being taken away, about how there's tyranny in the country as a result of asking people to wear masks. The government's trying to control you by inserting microchips into your body through the vaccine. I mean, there's just, that's all you hear all day long on right-wing media. All day long, the election was stolen from Donald Trump. He's a huge Trump supporter.
Of course he is.
And well, we got more clips for you because I think as you see more and more of the video, you get a sense that this is a person who unfortunately fully absorbed all of the lies that the right-wing media perpetuates in this country. Let's listen.
I guess I'm gonna watch him die. Bomb squad's here. Joe, don't shoot. If you shoot, you're the one setting this bomb off, not me. Because I have no control. I have none. No control over it. Your military expertise, the ones that was trained, one that trained the people that's in the military now. He made this. He didn't have but two legs. But he said he knows it works. Because he's used them many a time. Don't shoot me, Doug, because if you shoot me, you're setting this bomb off. And you're setting the other four off. And the other four might be sitting in the middle of a million people, and it'd be on you.
You know, throughout the video, he kept alleging that there were four other bombs, four other people in different locations throughout the United States. I mean, it's unclear if there's been any evidence of that, but he did keep mentioning it throughout his video. But I just love how he's the one who's sitting in his black truck near the Capitol, alleging that he's about to detonate a bomb, and he's like, no responsibility here. No responsibility, doesn't want to take any responsibility. You're the one who went there, you're the one who's live streaming. Anyway, why am I even pretending like I'm talking to this guy? It's just the unwillingness to take a good hard look at yourself and what you're doing right now.
It's the same thing with the right wing all the time. Never take personal responsibility. Oh no, the libs made me do it. The cop who shoots me is gonna detonate the bomb. It's not my, says I have no control here. Well, I'm pretty sure you had control when you drove a truck full of alleged explosives to the Capitol. That seemed to be some degree of control, right? But no, not me, not me, I'll just bring the bomb. And if they just try to save other people's lives, it's their fault, or the government's fault. Am I making fun of his accent? Goddamn right I am. If he says the South is here, okay. Well, Southern right wingers, this is who you are. And so don't come crying and say, no. We've just been doing violence our whole lives. And now 28% of Republicans say they're ready for violence. 40% say they have to take the law into their own hands. These are giant numbers. Don't come crying to us. For once in your goddamn lives, can you take personal responsibility for anything? And of course, a sense of entitlement. I'm allowed to drive up with a truck full of bomb. I mean, you say you have bomb in the toolbox, you got the thing in front of you, etc. But I'm allowed to do that, hashtag freedom. But you're not allowed to shoot me, you're not allowed to, what, make you wear a mask or something? What, you worried about mass? You got a truck full of bombs. What the hell are you talking about, mass? Or any of the other stupid conspiracies that the conservative media has gotten them to believe. But by the way, it's much bigger than this. So first of all, I'm gonna get to a Republican congressman in a second that seems to have celebrated him. Okay, I got the quote on that. But earlier today, unrelated to this, was a theme that we were telling you about that fits in here rather nicely, right? So Tucker Carlson, among others, were and Nick Fuentes and Matt Walsh and others were like basically celebrating, Lauren Boebert celebrating the Taliban and how great they were in conquering Afghanistan and how they had toxic masculinity and they were real men and they rode and they took all back their country.
Lauren Boebert, a member of Congress, Republican member of Congress, said that the Taliban is building back better. And I want to go to a quick tweet, Cenk, because this is also relevant. Robert O'Neill, who was part of the SEAL Team 6 that found and assassinated Osama bin Laden, he argues, quote, "Did you see how the Taliban rolled through the streets and took back their country? I know a few dudes who would do the same with me right now."
Exactly. So that is a guy who went to Trump rallies. By the way, there's a funny side note there. Trump then said that the killing bin Laden was a conspiracy. And this clown is the one who says he killed bin Laden. He's like, wait, I love you, brother, but I killed bin Laden. That's the only reason I'm famous. And or at least I'm saying I killed bin Laden. And why are you doing that? But still, I'll kiss your ass. I'll kiss your ass because I'm really brave. So now he's like, oh, the Taliban look really good. Maybe a couple of guys like me can go take over America and turn it into a violent theocracy, just like the Taliban did. And hey, you asked for it, Robert, and here it is. And right away, you got a guy coming in with a truck again filled with bombs, just like the good old days. Apparently, that's what you think, right? And now that violence is against the United States government, and you celebrate it. You're talking about how you'd like to do that with a couple of other guys in America. Now, I go to the congressman, Mo Brooks. He's also the guy who instigated and fomented violence on January 6th. He's being sued for it. He bragged about how he knew how dangerous it was. That's why he was actually protecting himself with a bulletproof vest, right? Now he sees this attack or potential attack and he says in a statement, "I understand citizenry anger directed at the dictatorial socialism and its threat to liberty, freedom, and the very fabric of American society."
Socialism.
So he sees the terrorists and thinks, attaboy, attaboy. He mentioned terrorists in the comment. And then he's like, well, I understand it. I mean, the American citizenry should rise up against this dictatorial socialism. He's basically saying, I like this guy and I want you to do more of this. He's a United States congressman, of course, from Alabama. So the South rises again, and the Confederacy is here to betray America one more time.
And that was that his reaction to what happened in the Capitol today?
Yes, that's his reaction. That's his statement on the terrorists today. Because when he sees a domestic terrorist, he thinks there, but for the grace of God, go I. I'm just a little bit more cowardly than he is. You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of the Taliban. He reminds me of Muslim fundamentalists who load up young people, young fighters with a suicide vest. And they go, oh no, I'm right behind you. I'm right behind you. You go first, you go first. You go blow yourself up, right? Quite literally here. Then Mo Brooks and Donald Trump, what did they do after they instigated the crowd on January 6th? They said, oh, we're with you, we're gonna march with you. And then they walk right back to their office and laughed and laughed and laughed. And now this guy comes out ready to blow up people. Mo Brooks again is like, yeah, way to go, attaboy. You should be mad and you should do things like this. And then where is he? Oh, no, you go with the suicide vest, not me. Fundamentalists, they're the same everywhere.
We have another video to get to, so let's watch.
It's time for us to take a stand, fellas, for the last generation. For the last generation that's going to have the balls to stand up for what's wrong with this government. And you know, I've done some reading. Once this head Biden's out of office and the Democrats are all sitting down there in the jailhouse, our president's going to be Donald Trump. And there is no limit on his pardons. He can have a pardon of 10 billion people. And there ain't a law saying he can't. I think I'm gonna accept one of them pardons when the time comes.
He's gonna get one of those pardons when the time comes. He's specifically citing Donald Trump pardoning all sorts of criminals when he had the power to do so. And speaking of which, I want to go to some other information that we know about this man. So as the New York Times reports, the man whom officials identified as a resident of Grover, North Carolina, named Floyd Ray Roseberry, about 50 years old, was making anti-government statements, and that's according to law officials. And by the way, I mean, we saw it in the videos that we just showed you guys. Also, we have a sense of the kind of content he was reading online just by taking a look at his now no longer in existence Facebook page. So seems to be a fan of marijuana, nothing wrong with that, but also a huge fan of Donald Trump Jr., Fox News. You also have Secure America Now as part of the list of things that he liked and consumed on Facebook. And when you like that kind of content, when you're reading that kind of content on any platform, remember, the algorithm keeps serving you up more and more and more of the same thing. And so he has existed in this ideological bubble where everything's a conspiracy. We're living in tyranny. Our country's being taken away from us. The election was allegedly stolen from Donald Trump, day in, day out. And people get programmed into thinking that they need to do something about it, that they need to take the country back. And there are consequences to that. Again, luckily, this situation ended peacefully. We don't know the extent of explosives he had in his vehicle. So I again want to be clear about that. But there are some screenshots of some of the materials he had in his vehicle. So let's take a look at those screenshots that were provided by Emily Gorsensky on Twitter. So there's the canister that he was showing off in the stream. Then he had some sort of device that allegedly was the detonator. And here's a closer shot of the detonator. And I'm not a bomb expert, I'm not an explosives expert, so I'm not gonna purport to say that this is definitely some sort of explosive device, but that's what he was alleging. And he was threatening to harm people because he genuinely believes that this country has been stolen from people like him. We live in a country that is incredibly privileged. Okay, 1.3% of people living in poor countries right now have been fully vaccinated against coronavirus. They're desperately trying to get a hold of vaccines to keep their population safe. Meanwhile, here in the United States, we're just tossing them. We're throwing them away. They're expiring, you know, people won't take the vaccine. They believe all these insane conspiracy theories. It's amazing to me that people can look at this country and the freedoms that we have. We have problems, there's no question about that. But to argue that the country's been taken away from us, that we're at some sort of disadvantage, that we're living in tyranny, I don't get it.
Yeah. It's a perpetual state of entitlement, and he feels entitled to a pardon, even though he's threatening to blow up two city blocks inside the Capitol. He's preemptively ready for that entitlement. And to be fair to him, Trump did push for pardons and give pardons sometimes. And in the case of Edward Gallagher, he pushed to get him acquitted when he had murdered civilians and threatened to kill his own SEAL team members.
Yep.
So if you're this Floyd Ray guy and you saw Trump pardon killers before and guys who even threatened to kill other American civilians and troops, you think, well, if I kill Americans, as long as I'm on Trump's team, he'll pardon me. And there's some chance he would. That's not any irrational thought. He done reading, okay? And that part is true. Everything else is insanity. Okay, I'm gonna end on a member comment here. I am Sock Roden. Imagine if AOC wrote what Mo Brooks did after the Republican softball shooting. Could you imagine? Or imagine if it was a Muslim terrorist and anyone from the squad said, well, I understand their anger at this capitalist system and this American Western system. But you know, I guess they shouldn't do that. But I understand their anger. People would lose it. They'd immediately be thrown out of Congress.
We'd lose it. We'd lose it.
Of course we would. Because it would be outrageous and wrong. And they would be immediately thrown out of Congress. Mo Brooks goes, yeah, I know, but that terrorist is a right winger. So we like right wingers who are terrorists. Everybody's like, bravo. Yeah, hey, 50-50. I can't tell who's right, who's wrong. Maybe Republicans have a point. No, they don't. They're monsters.
I got to get to one more graphic, Jane, because it's important. It's important to know what this guy genuinely believes, because we see it playing out over and over again in right-wing media and, again, perpetuated by right-wing politicians. Facebook posts that he had put up. So Facebook posts include a regular array of right-wing proto-white nationalist talking points, including anger at transgender people for being allowed into the military, black on black and black on white crime.
Oh, he was a racist. That's so surprising.
Anti-masking, anti-democratic party sentiment. Facebook's posts now from his deleted profile from May of this year show him talking about how he's a dead man walking. This is interesting though. One of his streams, he talked about healthcare getting cut off.
What do you care, dude? You're in a truck filled with bombs. What do you care about your healthcare? And get it, this is why I mentioned it earlier. Get a load of this guy, like, you know what? Wearing a mask so I don't spread a deadly disease is an infringement upon my freedom. Me blowing you up is not an infringement upon your freedom. And they genuinely believe it, because that's what conservative media pipes into their head all the time. We lost in democracy. We might never win another national election. Let's go to violence. That would be, yeah, Second Amendment rights. Second Amendment rights. Right now, everybody remember the government's the enemy. Go kill them. What does Second Amendment rights mean? What does it mean? It means go kill them. They don't say it in the context of defend your house or go hunting. They say against government tyranny. Every time a right winger talks about government tyranny and the Second Amendment, they are asking people like this guy to go commit acts of terrorism against government officials, military, yes, politicians, but yes, also police. The first people blown up here would have been the cops.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we have local politicians in the state of Maine calling for the execution of the governor for being responsible. We'll be right back.
All right, back on TYT, Cenk and Anna with you guys. More news.
State legislatures from Maine are protesting the fact that the governor of the state has implemented a mandate that all health workers get vaccinated. Now, of course, that led to right-wing voters wanting to engage in this protest, but unfortunately, they were also fueled by right-wing lawmakers, including Maine State Representative Heidi Sampson, who you're about to see in this next video.
Do I need to remind you of the late 1930s and into the 40s in Germany? And the experiments with Josef Mengele. What was it? A shot. And these were crimes against humanity. And what came out of that? The Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Trial. Informed consent is at the top. And that is punishable. Violating that is punishable by death.
Punishable by death. A Republican lawmaker in Maine's state legislature essentially calling for the execution of the governor for calling for a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers.
Okay, look guys, the calls for violence from the Republicans are crystal clear. And we've got the car bomber in Washington today. And he believed all these lunatic conspiracy theories, anti-masker, etc. And here we are. I mean, this is, guys, sometimes what happens is some fringe group will do an event and a congressperson will attend it. Sometimes they genuinely won't know that it was a fringe event and radicals, etc. And a lot of times they will know and go, oh, well, golly gee, I didn't know, right? But in this case, there's a whole heap of Republican legislators here. And the woman you saw is a Republican state legislature. So this is not legislator. This is not like some randos. This is not, oh, hey, that's a troll on Twitter. They're calling for the execution of their own governor in the United States of America. Yeah, I'm gonna give you more Republicans at the event. Tracy Quinn, Laura Libby, Assistant House Republican Leader Joel Stetkus, Republican Senator Lisa Keim. They all spoke at the event, okay? And again, since one of their own, Heidi Sampson spoke and said, hey, this should be punishable by death. It's not like they can go, oh, I didn't know, I didn't hear that person, etc. No, and by the way, even if they didn't call for the execution of their own governor, I cannot believe we're having this conversation in the year 2021. Look at how insane it is, even without the crazy calls for violence. You know what, healthcare workers, they should be able to spread disease to their patients. That's freedom. No, it's not, you morons. That is a danger to all of our health. So should they not get tuberculosis shots? They shouldn't get vaccines for anything. We shouldn't do any precautions. They shouldn't have masks. They shouldn't wash their hands. They should just go roll around in the mud and disease and maybe nuclear waste and then smear it on their patients and spit on them. Is that what you want them to do? You lunatics.
No, I mean, look, first let's give credit to Nathan Bernard, an independent journalist who did a great job covering the story, and he brought it to our attention. It's important to cover these stories, even though they're considered local. I mean, we're seeing the ramifications of this kind of discourse across the country in response to a deadly pandemic. And so why are they doing it? Right, that's the question. Why are they doing that? Are all of these Republican lawmakers, whether it's on a federal or state level, complete idiots? I mean, a lot of them are fully vaccinated themselves. Well, they're doing it for their own political careers. They notice that their voters, their base, love this kind of stuff. And so rather than sitting down with them, having town hall meetings to discuss the reality of this pandemic, to keep them safe, to do their jobs as representatives who are elected in these positions of power, not just to represent their constituents, but also to protect them. That's the main role of government, to protect its people. Instead of doing that, they're like, oh no, let's ride this wave. This is great. This is great. This is an easy way to pander to people who have been misled by the propaganda online, by right-wing media. Let's just go with it. Let's go with the flow. It's good for our political careers. As Nathan Bernard writes in his piece, healthcare providers already, as we know, require their workers to be vaccinated against measles, hepatitis B, and other infectious diseases. Governor Mills's mandate will add the COVID vaccine to that list starting October 1st. And it's amazing because we keep talking about vaccine mandates as if it's unheard of in America. But there are vaccine mandates already implemented for other infectious diseases. I remember before even being able to go to a public school within the Los Angeles Unified School District, my mother had to provide evidence that I had been vaccinated. That's not tyranny. It's called public health. It's not about an individual. It's about the general public and keeping the public safe. I don't get it. How many more Americans need to die to please these people? How many? How many? I mean, there's over 620,000 Americans dead. Do they want a million? Do they want 3 million? How many do they want? I want to know. I want to ask these Republican lawmakers, how many dead Americans do you want to see before you finally do something responsible in response to this pandemic?
Well, one of the dead is a guy we're going to talk about later in the show, but I'll just mention it quickly here. Greenville County Republican Party leader Presley Stutz. He attended an anti-mask protest to celebrate that the state legislature had voted against mandating masks. And then, oops, he got COVID. And then he went in the hospital. And from the hospital bed, he said, oh, I got pneumonia in both lungs. We should force vaccinations on everyone. And then he died. I don't know, were they cheering? Maybe those Republicans in Maine were cheering the death of this guy, this Republican leader in South Carolina. Yeah, he didn't have masks or vaccines and he died. Wait, he's one of your own, you schmucks. By the way, now the great majority of people dying are Republicans because they're the unvaccinated idiots. We did a poll here, tyt.com/polls. I was trying not to call them idiots or lunatics, etc.
No, I mean, how could you not?
But it's impossible. It's impossible not to.
But don't judge them, Cenk. Don't judge them. They don't like to be judged. Don't judge them.
Yeah. 80% of you all said, no, go ahead and call them idiots. So here, I'm listening to you. Okay, 79%. And look, I think that the Samson should be arrested. You can't do a specific threat on another human being. That's illegal. You can't say, hey, it should be punishable by death, and the person who did it is our governor. Remember, they already tried to kidnap and murder the governor of Michigan. No, guys, the violence is here. It's here. It's only gonna get worse. It's not gonna get better. This is the tip of the iceberg. The right wing has egged on all of their supporters, and we told you, we've been telling you ever since January 6th. Look, I told you before January 6th, they're not gonna go down without a literal fight. Of course they're gonna resort to violence. They're demographically outmatched. So they think, I don't give a damn about democracy in America. I just want violence and power, right?
They want war.
So if you're calling for the execution of the governor, of course you should be arrested. If a regular citizen said that, they'd be arrested. Representative Sampson should immediately be taken in by the authorities in Maine. But she won't, and what will happen then is it will encourage other Republicans to go, oh, I guess there are no laws left anymore. We just threaten to kill anyone and maybe kill them every once in a while.
We gotta go to one more video. This one features another GOP lawmaker in the state of Maine. Her name is Representative Laurel Libby, and she's calling for war. Let's watch.
There is a misconception that this fight is about a vaccine. Let me just say, this has nothing to do with a vaccine. This fight is about government force. So, what are you prepared to do to protect your rights?
Get rid of her.
To protect the rights of your children. The stakes have literally never been higher than they are today. To be clear, this is war. When we win this war, you will be able to look your children and your grandchildren in the eyes and say that you fought for their liberty.
I want to go to the last graphic here, where a former state legislator, his name's Andy O'Brien, says the following, and I think he's right on. It's pretty clear that Republican lawmakers are trying to capture the anger and energy of the anti-vaccination movement as the party prepares for midterms. They're hoping they can replicate the results of the midterms in 2010 when Republicans took over both chambers of the Maine legislature and the governor's office. But to what end? To what end? so you can push more disinformation, more people in Maine can die? What's the point of holding on to positions of power or gaining more power if all you're gonna do with it is be destructive and harm the very people that put you in those positions of power in the first place? Look, I just don't get it.
Look, I know the right wingers aren't very bright, and so they fall for easy, easy, dumb talking points like, oh, this is about a vaccine. This is about a government forcing us to be safe and not endanger each other's lives. Yeah, that's like the core role of the government. You're not allowed to murder people. Yes, I'm doing that so that I protect your safety and your well-being. That's what cops are for, that's what fire department's for. Theoretically, that's what the military's for. Right? And by the way, we have laws mandating that you wear a seatbelt. Oh no, wait a minute, it's government tyranny. I wanna fly out that windshield. I wanna make sure my head crashes right into the pavement. Why didn't you guys do a revolution back then? Because that was to protect your safety and well-being, right? Well, that's because back then you didn't have conservative media telling you, do violence, do violence. Don't ever let the government tell you anything. Government regulation sucks because it prevents corporations from maximizing profits. I mean, I'm worried about masks and vaccines. Shut up, no you aren't. This is all an insane, insane talking point so that they can say the government sucks. Do not ever regulate the incredibly wealthy people and incredibly powerful people in this country, right? So and that's why they've come up with this insane talking point. Now look at those schmucks, those violent, awful people in Maine that you heard talking there. They don't know that. They're just idiots who got fed a national talking point and they ran with it. So what? Okay, the government also says you can't drive 200 miles per hour in a local neighborhood because you will endanger the people, the kids that live in that neighborhood.
Oh, it's government control.
Yeah, government tyranny, socialism, man. I want to be able to murder your kids by driving 200 miles per hour. No, we're not gonna let you. Because the core job of the government is to protect the citizens. It's so simple. You just have to say one thing and their stupid, stupid argument collapses. But for that, they're saying, oh, you want to protect us? We'll murder you. So no, I got no interest in the right wing. This is another story later today about, hey, some people are not talking to family members, friends, etc. because of the vaccines. And people are like outraged by that. How can we fix it? I don't wanna fix it. What do you, I'm gonna go talk to these guys who are talking about murdering people? Why would I wanna do that? They're lunatics. That's it, I'm done. I'm done with them.
Hospitals throughout the country jam-packed with unvaccinated COVID patients, taking up hospital beds, to the point where hospitals are turning away other patients who need care. But hey, we've got an emergency with COVID, something that doesn't need to be an emergency at this point. And so patients who need medical care for other purposes get turned away. Congratulations. As Roy Lehman, one of our YouTube members put it, the lunatic fringe is holding the entire country hostage. And he's absolutely right about that. We gotta take a break, we'll be right back.
All right, back on TYT, Cenk and Anna with you guys. Anna's got more news.
Fox News has implemented a vaccine mandate, meaning that its employees must be vaccinated or they have to wear masks at all times. In fact, they're even recommending masks for vaccinated people within the building, although that's not required, if there's proof of vaccination.
Proof now, of vaccination? Sounds like fascism. I can't believe Fox News is doing this. Everybody stop watching Fox News. They're the fascists who are saying that, you know what? You have to get vaccinated and you have to wear masks. Wow, this kind of tyranny cannot stand.
Vaccine passports.
That's what it is, a vaccine passport.
Vaccine
passports.
It's
literally a vaccine passport. Mm. Somebody tell Eric Bowling.
So this is some new information that we have thanks to someone within Fox leaking a memo that was sent out to its employees. And I wanna read a little more from it. Adweek managed to obtain this document. And they write that the company is now asking all staffers to upload their vaccination status into its finance and HR system.
Oh, they're keeping database on you guys.
Workday.
Oh my God.
What a tyrannical place to work.
Oh right? My God, they're tracking you.
Now,
What are they going to put? You know, what did Marjorie Taylor Greene say? What are they going to put? Like, I forget. One of the conservatives said, "Are they going to put Star David on you next?" It's inside the building. It's in Fox News. Okay.
Everyone's going to be vaccinated. Everyone's going to be magnetized. Everyone's going to have a microchip.
Microchips for everybody at Fox News.
Now, obviously, we're kidding about all of that because people who believe that are insane. The reason why there is a vaccine mandate over at Fox is because, look at that, apparently there's an understanding that the vaccine prevents people from getting hospitalized with coronavirus, also prevents them from dying. So while its hosts lied to the American people about the efficacy of the vaccine and how masks allegedly don't keep people safe from coronavirus, how it's all tyranny, internally, they're all safe and sound. They're good. Let me give you more. Masks remain optional for Fox News staffers who have been vaccinated, but are strongly encouraged in public areas throughout the building. I wonder why. Could it be because masks are effective in preventing the spread of coronavirus? And look, as we know, even if you're fully vaccinated, there is a potential of a breakthrough infection. There's a lower chance compared to those who are unvaccinated, but there's still a chance that you could get a breakthrough infection. And so wearing the masks helps to protect all the people who you know, might not be vaccinated. But in this context, looks like in order to enter the building, you gotta be vaccinated, right? Now, Fox is also requiring certain employees to be tested for COVID-19 at least once a week at the network's on-site testing program.
Requiring testing, Jesus Christ. There's no end to the tyranny of Fox News.
And finally, employees are required to wear masks in control rooms, regardless of whether they're vaccinated or not.
Yeah, and so there's another section I want to be very clear about. Quote, it's requiring employees to wear a mask in small confined spaces with limited opportunities for social distancing and where there are multiple employees, including control rooms. So that's the one that Anna's referring to, but it's not just control rooms. And it is required, it is not optional. Your freedom has been totally taken away at Fox News. Now, guys, we're making fun of it because
they're hypocrites,
obviously, and internally, they realize how dangerous this thing is and they don't want to die. But externally, they're telling all of you guys to not take precautions because they don't mind you dying.
In fact, Cenk, why don't we show the receipts? I mean, we've been talking about this since the beginning of the pandemic, but why don't we remind everyone of some of the garbage that airs on the very network that's now requiring its employees to be vaccinated and masked?
Hardly attacking vaccines or trying to convince people not to get them at all. I never have done that and won't.
The science shows the vaccine will not necessarily protect you. It's not protecting many people.
They're telling us that once you get vaccinated, you can't get it or spread it. Here you have vaccinated people getting it and then spreading it to other vaccinated people. Maybe we should start being honest about the limitations of the medicine, no?
And I think almost all the evidence at this point is very clear that having been previously infected is not going to give you the same level of protection as being fully vaccinated. So what I—
Okay, that is false. More deaths have been connected to the new COVID vaccines over the past 4 months than to all previous vaccines combined over a period of more than 15 years.
COVID-19 is one and done, that natural immunity is robust, complete, and durable. During that time period, the CDC did not record a single failure of natural immunity.
How much harm have the COVID vaccines caused? It's not an outrageous question. All medicine can cause harm. Acetaminophen can cause harm.
What's interesting, though, is if you don't get vaccinated and you go to the hospital, most of the time you're going to get Regeneron. But Regeneron are the antibodies. So you're basically still getting vaccinated because they're sticking you with an antibody.
You know, at this point, everyone's just going to have to get exposed to the virus and we're going to have to deal with it, the rest of it, through natural immunity to herd immunity.
Can't go to anything unless you have your vaccination card, which takes a dollar to make a knockoff card.
We're not attacking the vaccine, never have. We don't judge anyone who takes it. And we never will.
God, it makes me furious. It just makes me furious.
Yeah. That first and last clip, I love the JR put them in there like, oh, we never questioned the vaccine. And then like dozens of clips where they questioned the vaccine. But guys, one more thing. Notice they talked in the middle, Lauren Graham and her guest did, about natural immunity, herd immunity. What that means is if enough people get it and then die, the general population will have immunity. So inside the building, they're saying to Fox News employees and hosts, including Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, all of them, and Kilmeade and every one of them, you better get vaccinated. And even if you're vaccinated, you better walk around in tight spaces with masks. In fact, you're required to. And you have to have a vaccine passport. And you have to put your name in a database. We're gonna do all that stuff. Outside the building, they're saying, if enough of you die, then we'll get herd immunity.
We just all need to be exposed to the virus and see what happens, as Laura Ingraham said.
Does it seem like Fox News executives want to get exposed to the virus and see what happens? No, they do not want to be exposed to it, and they do not want to see what happens. And I agree with them. So that's why they should tell their hosts. Oh, by the way, the other thing we put in a memo is stop freaking lying on air and try to get people killed, especially your own viewers.
All right, well look, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about something else, because I don't know about you, but sometimes Ted Cruz puts his foot in his mouth and it's just such a beautiful thing that I wanna revisit it. And certainly something that he said this week got under my skin and the skin of anyone who values journalism, especially journalists who are on the ground. So earlier this week, Ted Cruz decided to go after a CNN reporter who's on the ground in Afghanistan, literally risking her life to get us news on what's happening in the actual location. Now, he had said, quote, is there an enemy of America for whom CNN won't cheerlead? In mandatory burqas, no less. And who he was referring to was CNN's reporter, Clarissa Ward. Now, she's been doing an excellent job, if you ask me, covering what's happening on the ground there. And the job is dangerous because the Taliban has taken control of Afghanistan. And while right wingers in the country would have you believe that it's actually a great thing, Representative Lauren Boebert thinks that the Taliban is building back better. In reality, they're pretty hostile to women and journalists like Clarissa Ward. Let's watch.
These Taliban fighters are a little upset with us, so let's keep going. We decide to leave and head for our car. The fighter takes the safety off his AK-47 and pushes through the crowd.
Stay behind him.
You can see that some of these Taliban fighters, they're just hopped up on adrenaline or I don't know what. It's a very dicey situation.
Suddenly, two other Taliban charge towards us. You can see their rifle butt raised to strike producer Brent Swales. When the fighters are told we have permission to report, they lower their weapons and let us pass.
Okay, now we're going. Get in the car.
It takes guts to do that kind of reporting on the ground. And I just, look, there's a lot of criticism, Cenk, as you know, for CNN and some of the coverage that their anchors or their hosts engage in. But on the field, reporting like that is so important, and I give her props for doing it. And also, I mean, the shot of her, like literally approaching the Taliban and telling them like, stop, we have permission to be here. That alone has gut, like it takes courage.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. But I gotta say, you gotta get her out of there. Like, that's too dangerous. It's really, really too dangerous. She has incredible courage, and it's been invaluable journalism. And we criticize CNN all the time, but credit where credit is due. Our job is to deliver the truth as best as we can to you guys. And Clarissa Ward has been amazing there. A coward like Ted Cruz commenting, shut up and go back to Cancun. So I'm not even gonna get into that, but it's too dangerous. If a TYT reporter was there and guy takes off the safety and they're coming at you, now we gotta get, it's you gotta get her out of there. Fundamentalists do not listen to reason. And those are all young, hopped up, crazy fighters. And so you think they're all gonna look for permission slips? They don't look like they're looking for a lot of permission slips. So yes, she has permission there. And yes, they probably would get in trouble later if they shot her. And the producers and the cameraman, they're all incredibly brave. But honestly, it's too much. I'm so worried about their safety.
Yeah, I'm worried about their safety too. Obviously, I'm speculating here, but I think the only thing holding the Taliban back from actually being brutal toward her and the producers and the cameramen is there's a tremendous amount of pressure on the Biden administration to re-enter the war in Afghanistan. And of course, the Taliban doesn't want that. Doing anything to harm an American journalist will certainly force Biden's hand. So I think, you know, the Taliban might be awful, but I do think that they're rational in wanting to maintain the power that they have right now. The other thing I wanted to just quickly bring up is, you know, Ted Cruz was attacking Clarissa Ward specifically because in one of her pieces in Afghanistan, you know, she had Taliban fighters behind her. They were chanting death to America, but then she also mentioned that they were being friendly, like to her personally. And so he was going after her because she just reported the truth. And he claims that she was cheerleading America's enemies. But no, we have GOP lawmakers, lawmakers in his own party today cheerleading the Taliban. Lauren Boebert arguing that the Taliban's building back better. I mean, is he gonna say anything about that? That was cheerleading, no?
Yeah, well, and not only that, Anna, today we had a domestic terrorist drive up with what he said was a truck full of bombs. And Mo Brooks, Republican from Alabama, United States Congressman, said that he understood the anger of the citizenry in regards to that truck bomber. And so they're celebrating domestic terrorists, and Ted Cruz is perfectly fine with that. No problem at all, right?
Because it's all about teams. It's all about the team you're on.
Yeah, maybe Clarissa Ward could get Ted Cruz off her back if she calls his wife ugly, because
he does love that.
Because when if you do that, then he kisses your ass for 5 straight years. We've seen that happen before. So
he might even fundraise for Clarissa Ward if she ever needs it.
Yeah, call his dad a murderer, and he'll kiss your ass and polish your boots. That's who Ted Cruz is. Coward to the very, very core. No backbone whatsoever. False tough guy yelling at an incredibly brave reporter in the middle of Afghanistan with Taliban fighters all around her. Ted, you want to go there? Nah, I don't think so. Yeah, you'd be on the first ticket to Cancun and you know it.
All right, guys, that does it for hour one, but we're not done with Lauren Boebert just yet. In fact, she's in a lot of trouble with some potential violations of campaign finance laws. So we'll get to that story and more when we come back for the first hour. Don't miss it, for the second hour. Don't miss it, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thanks for listening to the full episode of The Young Turks. Support our work, listen ad-free, access members-only bonus content, and more by subscribing to Apple Podcasts at apple.co/TYT. I'm your host, Cenk Uygur, and I'll see you soon.